They are carrying all before them in this A-League season, undefeated after 13 rounds, 10 wins and 3 draws, top of the comp by 7 points. Their coach is Graham Arnold. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Graham.
Hughie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations on the season. How easy is this, though? Like, you just bounce into training these days, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate, I think obviously we're enjoying it. But I think you've been in sport long enough to know that... You know, we're only halfway through the season. There's a long way to go, and you know, we can't be complacent or get complacent. We've got to, you know, get better and better every week, and you know, we've still got a lot of improvement left in us. So, you know, we've got a long way to go still.
You've unfortunately, or fortunately, depending which if you're Matt German or not, but you've lost Matt. He's gone to Korea to play. That's a big loss for your team.
Yeah. Now look, you know, Matty's. Obviously, it's a loss for us, but, you know, we've got a lot of depth in the squad. No, it's difficult because it's a salary cap situation where,
sure.
You know, the kid has got a life-changing experience,
sure.
A life-changing opportunity that can change his life forever with the offer that he received. He's done a lot for Sydney FC. He's, in the past, he's a premiership winner. He's... You know, he's a fan favourite, but you know, it's difficult to hold players back when they, you know, when they come into you and they're, you know, begging you to go because of, you know, they're 27 years of age, they've only got, you know, 3 or 4 years left, and you know, with the salary cap system, they haven't been able to buy a house or,
yeah,
you know, those type of things, and this is their one opportunity that they're scared that they'll lose and never get. So. You know, Sydney FC is a fantastic club like that, but we've never stood in anyone's way. But look, we've got enough money in the cap now with Matty Yarn and Yanyetovich going that we'll find a very good replacement, and I'm confident we'll find one as good, if not better, than Matty.
Is that Reece Williams?
Oh, look, Reece is someone that we'd be keen on if Perth Glory were keen to let him go, but we've got one visa spot open. I always keep the visa spot open for the January transfer window. We're already working the phones. We've got a couple of Dutch players, very, very good Dutch players have been put forward.
Mm-hmm.
A Spanish centre-back that's been put forward. And as I said, you know, the amount of money that is in the cap for that's been left by Matty and Yanyetovich you know, for a 4 or 5 month stint, it's very good money. So, again, we're confident that we'll get a very good player in quickly.
In the short term, Seb Ryle will fill that role?
Yeah, of course. Look, Seb, he's done, you know, and the person that we will bring in, it's got to get Seb or Alex Wilkinson out. You know, Seb, he's done a fantastic job and over the years for Sydney FC, and he's been outstanding this year. He shared that role with Matt German and with the backup, with Alex Wilkinson there. So... Debbie will step straight in, and business as usual for me. It's you know, we've got a very strong squad, and you know, I'm not losing any sleep over.
I think that's been a feature, and a lot of the experts talking about Sydney FC squad this year is the depth of squad. Arnie, was that a very deliberate decision? Is it about finding that those players that can fill at different stages to get through a season, especially when you've got Champions League football as well?
Yeah, look, last year. You know, I went for the, you know, more players in the salary cap
To
2026. And this year, without the Champions League, I've just gone for 20. And we've got some very good young kids coming through the youth system. a couple will be unleashed towards the back end of the season. So they train with us every day and they give us those extra numbers. But in the salary cap, I've just gone for the bare minimum of 20 players and you know, we've gone for a lot of quality, and you know, from day one, we've driven the fact that the club is number one, the team is number two, the third is the individual, and in our part, the team is the most important thing. So players who are left out, you know, the experienced ones, I'll talk to them and tell them why they understand why, and yeah, when you're winning, you know, I don't like changing winning teams. So when you're winning, it's you know, it's easy to explain that. Or when the right opportunity comes along, or you do get your opportunity, then through suspension or injury, you get your chance and take it. And that's what they've been doing.
Arnie, we've got a fly. You can probably hear the music in the background chasing us. But you take on the Central Coast this Sunday up there at Central Coast. Your old team, I'm sure you're looking forward to it. And I'm sure, for your sake, Sydney FC keep their winning run continuing.
We will. Thank you.